The Center for Social Impact recently attracted a sizable tenant dedicated to helping people in the community. The Community Legal Clinic has signed a lease effective this month to occupy the entire second floor of the downtown center. Located in what was called the Professional Building, Youth HQ is working to bring together nonprofits, charities, and community organizations at the Center for Social Impact, CSI, so they can connect and collaborate for their clients and the community. We are relocating to serve the community better and looking forward to building on the synergy the CSI can provide amongst nonprofits, said Kathy Parson, executive director of the Community Legal Clinic, in a statement. The legal clinic provides confidential legal information, advice, and advocacy free of charge for people with low income to reduce barriers to legal services. The clinic deals with legal issues involving landlord, tenant, wills and estates, employment, small claims, debt, traffic, bylaws, personal injury, as well as criminal, family and immigration law. In addition to Youth HQ and Big Brothers Big Sisters Administration, other tenants at the center include a Safe Harbor Society program and a Turning Point program. The whole premise of the building is to fill it with tenants who do work to make people's lives better. It doesn't matter who the people are. It could be youth. It could be adults. It could be single moms. It could be people looking for a counselor. It could be families, said Rob Lewis, Youth HQ Executive Director. He said the center is also about tenants uniting to support each other to provide needed services. At the end of the day, if we're all doing well, the community is the benefactor. Several tenants that came with the building continue to be located on the first floor. 5 and 6 are still vacant floors, so there's still lots of room for great people doing great things for our community, Lewis said. He said two organizations are currently considering creating mini-service hubs at the center, one hub for people interacting with the legal system, and the other hub to help people navigate interactions with the homeless population. Improvements to the building's infrastructure have been underway thanks to a $1 million Community Facility Enhancement Program grant from the province. Work this summer will focus on the HVAC system. The building, which was donated by MacLab Properties Group to Youth HQ in 2023, still has the professional building sign out front, and Youth HQ is looking for sponsorship to rename the building, as well as sponsors for the naming rights to meeting rooms.